Well, listeners, that's how we were greeted every day of our pilgrimage from our tour guide. And we'll give you a little example of that on tomorrow's podcast, so be sure to tune in. But right now, we're going to talk about the funny events that we had during our trip. And one of those was the camel rides.
Oh, man, I think Roger had a good time with that.
Well, it took a lot of coercion to get me on the camel, but I finally got on there. He gave me like a ride of like, I don't know, a luxury ride around the parking lot. And the camel started to trot, I guess, when he got to the back building. And the guy let off the rope and he started to spit several times. And he reached his teeth around to my leg and showed his teeth to me, but didn't bite me, but he was hissing really loud.
So how did the financial negotiations go for that?
Oh, yeah, he did quote me a price of like $20, but by the end it was $50.
Yeah, cool. Advice number one, don't take a camel ride.
Yeah.
I think the next one was
Father Scott.
Yeah, and our listeners, you can go to our blog and check out our pictures. We do have some pretty good pictures of
and
documentation.
Also, one more thing that was at the truck stop too. It was,
we stopped at truck stops.
Yeah, we stopped at several truck stops in the past 10 days for lunch. So that was at one of our infamous truck stops.
Self-service restaurant means truck stop buffet
in the middle of the desert.
I think the best move we made one of those days is going and getting food from a grocery store and just having bread and cheese and olives for lunch and maybe a little bit of wine with that.
Tourist truck stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. One of our other stops was in Cana, and we were also excited to buy the Cana wine that was heavily advertised. And just recently we opened up a bottle of the Cana wine to find... Well, let's talk about that flavor of wine. What, how would you describe that?
In one word.
Syrup.
Syrup. It's like the stuff that they put in Dairy Queen Mr. Misty's or whatever.
Heavy Kool-Aid.
And to top that, it was just funky. It had this nasty taste to it. So, I mean, the wine that Jesus made was apparently some of the greatest ever at Cana, but nowadays... it's gone a little bad. So avoid the can of wine.
Yeah, and many of our other pilgrims opened up their bottles and tasted it, and it was vinegar to peel off the label that said Cana wine to reveal red table wine.
Just buy some wine and slap a sticker on it. Any other memories?
Maybe some awkward interaction with different hotel staff throughout the last 10 days or so. One in particular, the first night in Netanya, which is where we flew in, we were coming down to dinner, and Anthony and I were among the last ones to get in the room. So we went up there and got some food and went and sat down at this table of about, I think it was a table for six. And so Anthony and I sit down, we're the only ones there. And then one of the servers comes over and, like, says, oh no, you know, you can't sit there, that's, you know, part of the other part of the room, even though it was right next to the table that the rest of our group was sitting at, or one of the tables. And so we got put over, you know, kind of away from the rest of the group, and this, you know, quaint little two-person table, so we had a nice romantic dinner there for at least a couple minutes until, you know, three other members of our party came and sat down at the exact table we had just been sitting at. But in fact, I think that table ended up filling up. So we got to, you know, share that special moment for the rest of dinner. It was great.
I think one of the coolest things as far as it being a small world for me was when we left the Mount of Olives and the Church of All Nations that was there. We had to walk down a good ways on a hill and then make our way down the street to our bus. And as we're passing the street, I'd been looking for gifts for family. And we passed a car. Laid out on this car, gifts of every kind. It's kind of a street vendor. Did we have that picture up there? And then the license plate. If you look at the license plate, it says, I Heart Texas. Which completely caught me off guard to see something like that here, thousands of miles away from home. my original home is Texas, and so I began talking to the guy, and he had a Texas A&M Longhorn, he had a Texas A&M poster, and a Southern Methodist University pennant, and he proceeded to tell me all of their fight songs. And then as I'm getting ready to leave, I keep talking, and he doesn't just love Texas, he's from Texas, that's why I loved it. He is from Grand Prairie, which for any of my family and friends listening back in Texas is, you know, right near Plano, and you know where I'm from. And so this guy knew about Plano, and his kids went to Grand Prairie High School there, and so that was just kind of a really bizarre and cool thing to make it a small world. It's funny at the same time.
And it's cool. I mean, it's not funny necessarily, but it's cool because I think at least four of us here now knew someone or saw someone that we knew, you know, or had some connection with. Like Anthony, your friend, your like one of your coworkers, his dad owns a bakery, and then you know you see someone from Texas. I was able to meet up with a friend of mine that I met in England this summer, and Josh met someone, right, that he knew.
I randomly ran into my former spiritual director while I was up at Notre Dame for a year. A friend of mine who works at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith in Rome just happened to be on his first pilgrimage to Jerusalem. So we ran into each other the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know if Roger met anybody that he had previously known, but he got to know somebody.
Yeah, I went on a date last night with a Israeli girl.
Yeah. Where did you meet her?
Met her at the coffee shop down the street.
Nice.
And we had a nice evening together.
Oh, cool, making friends across international borders.
Yeah.
Peace of the world. Well, I'm going to jump back to the Texas thing because that made me think of like the Longhorns and Aggies and sports. And so I was thinking about a shirt that Julie's been trying to track down that she heard Ford got today.
Yeah, we heard that there was a cold shirt in Hebrew. I guess it must have said, I don't know, Colts.
Hopefully, so Indianapolis.
Yeah, oh, Indianapolis. Yeah, people. Yeah.
I think we've also gotten to know some of the unpleasant shopkeepers too. I think
they
know a lot of face now. Yeah,
they remember us.
When you walk by, they kind of.
Well, you're back again.
Yeah.
And they know what we ordered, what we wanted. You know.
Yeah. There's one guy in particular is at one of the intersections that we just keep coming back to. It was right in the middle of the by the Holy Sepulchre and the Via Dolorosa, and also in the middle of all the religious shops that we've been going to. And so every time it seems like we go into the city, we pass this guy who's just bitter and calls out to us.
Yeah. So many fun things. Well, we hope you enjoy the written post today, and coming up on our last day tomorrow, I guess go ahead and tell our listeners to stay in touch with the website, because tomorrow we'll be interviewing Archbishop Decline and getting his thoughts on the trip as we wrap up our travels and head back to the United States. So I guess this is good night, our last night in Israel.
I was thinking about how to say good night in Hebrew, but
I haven't learned that. Yeah.
Yeah, something tough.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, everybody. See y'all in a few days.